Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call. This is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and we are so excited that you have joined us this morning on the Master's Call. We are definitely going to give God glory for all who he is and what he's doing, what he has done, what he's about to do, and we're thankful to God that you have joined us this morning. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We glorify you. We honor you for being our awesome God. We thank you, Father, that this is the day you have made, and we will rejoice. We will be glad in it. Thank you and honor you and praise your holy and righteous name each and every day that you give us, O God, because we don't take it for granted who you are in our lives. We thank you, Father God, for the blessings that you have poured upon the Master's Call, our TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary. We thank you, Father God, that you have blessed Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK in such a manner, Father God, that they are giving your name glory and honor in all things, Father God. We have served you and blessed your name, Father, for 8 years, and we're looking, Father, for another 8 years, and we thank you that you're doing it through us, with us, and in us. We thank you, Father God, for the people on the call. We ask that their eyes and their ears are open to see and hear what the Spirit is doing. And we thank you, Father God, that the person that's going to come before us, Lord, with the message, we know, Father, that you have a double portion of your anointing upon this person. We thank you, Father, for blessing her in all her ways. We glorify you, Father, for you doing the work in this telecommunication sanctuary. We give your name praise. We give your name glory. We give your name honor because it is in you that we live, we move, and have our very being. Thank you for every good and perfect gift coming from you this day and the days to come. We give your name glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah and amen. I will now turn it over to our wonderful host, Minister Songbird. Are you there?
I am here. Prayer General, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Minister Tiffany, God bless you. Take it away.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, for seating us and greeting us this morning, for giving us our task for this Thursday. Tarry not, for the Lord is with thee Thursday. Praise God. To God be the glory for every single thing that you do. May he continue to saturate you with his love and with his favor. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to the Master's Call family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside in Southern California, and I greet each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings, and I welcome you to this, the Master's Call. This call started back over now 8 years ago, because we're like 8 years and seven days into our 8 year. So we're over 8 years, and we have had an awesome and amazing month of praise and worship and fellowship and celebration. And so we are super duper excited about the new things that God is doing here on the Master's Call. And we thank you, each and every single one of you who have dialed into this call. We ask that you would continue to share this call as we stand on Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." So we always start this call off with prayer. We end this call on prayer. On Fridays, we open up the call so that you can share your praise reports, your testimonies, and what is going on in your life. And that happens on Friday in the part two of this call. And so if there is something that's happening with you in between that time, then there is an email address that you could use where you can send an email to our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, or our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and they will respond to you. And our email address is info, I-N-F-O, at themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net, and they will respond to you. Also, we do have a website for our call. So if you have so many new names have come on this line lately, and I don't want you to feel like you're left out, because you're not. You could actually go back, and all of our messages have been archived for 8 years. That's right. We got 8 years worth of messages every single Monday through Friday. That's a whole lot of days. I don't know how many yet, but I'm going to tell you one thing. I don't know how many days it is exactly by tomorrow that we have been here. So there's a ton of messages on our website, www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. And we don't want you just to go there, but we want you to share this telecommunication sanctuary with others so that their lives can be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as they begin their day. And see, the vehicle that brought us all together here on the Master Call is none other than a phenomenal health and wellness company known as Artist Life that was started over 28 years ago by Antonio Diaz de Leon. And we love the Diaz de Leon family, and thanking God that an appointment with artists truly has changed our life. And so immediately following this call today, we invite you to join the Artist Life family on the new morning motivational call. And today is Testimonial Thursday, and that number is 712-770-4005, and you would simply use the access code 294-617-pound. Well, I hope you have your spiritual ears, eyes, and your hearts open to receive what thus says the Lord, and it is time for us to bring on our speaker for this morning. She, this woman of God, is truly kind, anointed, and intelligent. She is a wonderful, wonderful person. She's a wonderful and outstanding mother. She is actually an author. And I'll tell you a little bit more about her, but you can also, as well as go on our website to hear the messages, you will also see the bios for our speaker there. So our speaker today, Minister Kai Brown. Kai was born in New York City and currently is a resident. Oh, no, she's not in Norcross, Georgia anymore. She moved over to Stone Mountain, Georgia. She received a BS in electrical engineering. She was called into the ministry in 2000 as a lay minister, and God led her to seminary, where she received her Master's of Arts in Pastoral Counseling and a Master's of Divinity in Pastoral Ministry. Kai is currently a has a doctorate of ministry, is a doctorate, a ministry candidate in transformation leadership. She has a passion for meeting the needs of the next generation through more effective ministry, leadership, and a desire to be an active participant in God's Jeremiah 29:11 plan for her life. Kai is the mother of a godson, Christopher, and Christopher is doing great things in the kingdom, and we thank God for what he's doing as well, and for him being a part of our lives here on the Master Call also. She is the author and publisher of her first book, When God Births the Ministry, When God Births the Ministry, which you can get that book on Amazon.com and also BarnesandNoble.com. Kai is an artist distributor and determined to walk in all that God has ordained for her life. And those of you who were out in Cincinnati, Ohio, would have heard her on Sunday during the worship service. And at this time, she's coming back so you can hear her again. Without further ado, it is an honor, privilege, and pleasure to bring to the line none other than Minister Kai Brown. Are you out there this morning?
I am, my beautiful songbird. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. The platform is yours.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Brenda, for opening us up and seating us and greeting us and opening with a word of prayer. And, of course, to our beautiful songbird at O Dark 30 in the morning, hosting with such Jesus joy. I don't know how she does it, but I praise God for her. And of course, I want to say thank you to the two amazing and dynamic women of God who founded this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Their yes is why we can be here for such a time as this. But of course, we give all praise, all glory, all honor, all reverence to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because we know without him, we would be in a hot mess. So I'm going to go right ahead and get into the word and just, you know, let God do what he does so well. And when I started with this message, I was in a time in my life when it appeared that everything around me was being shaken. My relationships, my job, my family, and even my very life. So when things go crazy in my world, as they sometimes do, I always revert back to what I know best. And what that is I went to God in prayer, and I began to flip through the pages of my Bible. See, because for me, I need to see it written in practical layman's terms. I'm one of those people who need to see it. So, again, I went through my Bible because I needed some understanding, and I needed it quick. I didn't want to have to linger in this place where everything was going crazy. You know, you don't want to be stuck in that place. So I had to see what God was trying to teach me, what he was trying to tell me in this process. And as God always does, he gave me exactly what I needed to weather that shaking. God led me to Hebrews 12. So if you would, please turn with me to Hebrews 12, and we're going to read verses 25 through 28. Be careful that you do not refuse to listen to the one who is speaking. For if the people of Israel did not escape when they refused to listen to Moses, the earthly messenger, we will certainly not escape if we reject the one who is speaking to us from heaven. When God spoke from Mount Sinai, his voice shook the earth. But now he makes another promise. Once again, I will shake not only the earth, but the heavens also. This means that all of creation will be shaken and removed, so that only unshakable things remain. Since we receive the kingdom that is unshakable, let us be thankful and please God by worshiping him with holy fear and awe. So today's message is titled, Are You Unshakable? See, I don't know about you, but I want to be unshakable. I want to be among those who remain after God shakes up the heaven and the earth. So I put the question before you. What would be left if God grabbed your life and shook it and shook it and shook it until everything that could be shaken was gone and only those things that could not be shaken remained? What would that look like for your life? What would it look like for my life? And as I began to walk through it, I had to really sit down and figure out, why does that question instill such fear in some people? Why are we afraid to allow God to shake loose those things he desires to shake loose? See, because we really only want those things that are unshakable to remain. So I ask the question again, are you unshakable? If we look at Hebrews 12, 25 through 27, we see that God is giving us a warning. He makes it very clear that we do not want to fall into the trap of the enemy and not listen to him. See, God is being very clear. He's not leaving it to our imagination. He's not leaving it for us to figure out. He makes it very clear that we do not want to fall into the trap of not listening to him. He does not want us to be like the children of Israel who wouldn't listen to Moses. God does not want us to have to spend for our disobedience, for not listening, that 40 years or whatever our equivalent is in the wilderness because we were hard-headed and dense. See, God is a God who loves us so much that he tells us in advance, don't do this. Then we have a choice to make. We have to be careful that we do not refuse to listen to the one who is speaking. For if the people of Israel, his children, his chosen people, did not escape because they refused to listen to Moses, his earthly messenger, we will certainly not escape if we reject the one who is speaking to us from heaven. See, unlike the children of Israel, we know the story. We know what the consequences are. See, the children of Israel at least had the excuse that they didn't know any better. They didn't have their own personal relationship with God. They had Moses ministering that relationship to them. See, we have the right and the responsibility of having our own relationship. We know in advance what the disobedience leads to. So we have to make sure that we are listening to what God is saying to us. We have to make sure that we aren't being disobedient, hard-headed, dense children, as we sometimes have the tendency to do. And God goes on to tell us that when God spoke from Mount Sinai, his voice shook the earth, but now he makes another promise. Once again, I will shake not only the earth, but the heavens also. This means that all creation will be shaken and removed so that only the unshakable remain. So I'll ask you again, are you unshakable? See, will you be able to inherit that unshakable kingdom that God speaks to and speaks of? See, you have to be the unshakable to inherit the unshakable. So are you unshakable? But sometimes we want to think we know better than God. Sometimes we choose not to hear him. We often ignore the warning, sometimes through active refusal, like when God has given us instructions to let people go, and instead we dig our heels in deeper and say no. We end up with a big mess on our hands, and God has to shake those things loose. So that means there are going to be some trials and tribulations during that process because we made a bad choice. God said, let go. We said, no. And now we have to suffer the consequences of our actions. And when we end up with that big mess on our hands, how painful does that become? Was hanging on to that person worth what it cost us in emotional pain, in the anguish that we then allowed them to unleash in our lives? See, when God tells us to let go, he's telling us to let go for a reason. That means those people who are dead weight to your business, cut them loose. God is not sending you those people. He's sending you active participants in his Jeremiah 29:11 plan, not dead weight. So we have to instead look at our refusal. Now, I'd like to say most Christians have gotten past the point where we are actively refusing God. And instead, we are in a passive refusal. You know, we crowd ourselves with so many other voices that we edge God out. Then we want to act confused and get upset when we're not hearing from God anymore. We want to get upset, confused, and act as though, you know, we don't know what's going on. But There should never be a voice that is louder in your life than the voice of God. Not your mother, not your father, not your children, not your pastor. There should never, let me say that again, there should never be a voice that is louder in your life than the voice of God. Because if it is, then that gives that person control and power over you. There should never be so much clutter and activity in our lives that we cannot hear God clearly. Heed the warning that God is so clearly giving us. It's clear the word says, be careful that you do not refuse to listen to the one who is speaking. But God doesn't leave us there. He gives us examples of the children of Israel not listening. And the consequences that come. He shows us that. See, we've got the book in our hands. So we know the story. And we know that it cost them 40 years walking around the same 2 or 3 miles, stuck, not being able to progress forward because they chose not to listen to Moses. And we have one greater than Moses speaking to us directly. See, the people of Israel had to hear God through Moses. God loves us so much that he sent Jesus to the cross so that he could restore our hearing of him directly, that we can be in relationship with him on our own. We don't have to have somebody coming before us to interpret what he's saying. He speaks directly to us. So we know what the consequences are. Now, if we look at Haggai 2, which is where this promise came from, which is where this warning came from, God is promising us that he will shake away the flimsy, the temporary, the unsatisfying, the life-robbing junk that we've allowed to come into our lives. And not only will he shake that stuff away, but he will replace it with the permanent, truly satisfying, life-giving power of his son, which is unshakable. Are you unshakable? See, to be unshakable, there have to be some things that we need, some things that we have to do. And that first thing for us to be unshakable is we need to have the word of God within us. That does not come by occasionally flipping through the pages. That means we have to follow 2 Timothy 2:15. Study, which means spend time with it, to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. To do that, that requires spending time in the book. That requires reading the word. Because if we don't put it in, when we need it to bubble and come up out, it won't be there. So we have to make sure we're spending time in God's word. The second thing that we need is we need to be prayed up. Again, this does not happen simply by chance. Are you unshakable in your prayer life? That means in the good times and the bad, are you praying consistently? See, again, God does not leave us without an understanding. There are so many places in the Bible where God talks about prayer. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. Colossians 4:2, continue steadfastly in prayer. Be watchful in it with thanksgiving. Ephesians 6:18, praying at all times in the Spirit. With all prayer and supplication. See, God doesn't leave it to chance. That second thing we need is to be prayed up. The third thing that we need, and it'll be the last point for today in this message, Are You Unshakable?, is we need to be surrounded by like-minded people. But not only like-minded people, but those people should have the mind of Christ. Philippians 2 and 5 said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. See, we need to surround ourselves with like-minded, Christ-minded folks who are pushing towards that same mark of the high calling, that are pressing in for those same goals for their businesses as we are pressing in for ours. So we have to make sure that as we just continue on, that we are truly asking ourselves the question, are you unshakable? Minister Brenda, back to you. I mean, Minister Tiffany, back to you.
Thank you so much, Minister Kai, for that profound message. Are you unshakable? I will be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction for the day. But at this time, I want to take a moment to pray over our prayer request and let us go to God in prayer. Father, we come before you today and we listen for your voice. Open our ears so that we may hear you clearly. Create within us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us, that your kingdom come, your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven in our lives, Father. Father, we pray right now in the name of Jesus that we will be unshakable. Always, Father God, reaching out for you. I pray that we would not be distracted by anything that is not of you that will come against us in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us shall be condemned in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Minister Kai, and we thank you for the word that you gave to her to share with us this morning. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would fill her up with your virtue, God, that you would fill her up with your power, with your authority, and with your dominion, and that everything that she needs, God, all she has to do is ask for it, and you will supply it in Jesus' name. For each and every person that has dialed in on this, the Master's Call, we thank you, God, for their presence, and we thank you, God, that you are preparing them for greater and newer things in this season. And so we celebrate each and every single speaker, each and every single greeter, each and every single hostess, each and every single prayer warrior who has come on this, the Master's Call, for 8 years, God. We thank you for those who have called in, been dialed in, God. We just thank you for this divine and appointed hour that you have given us for over 8 years. And God, we don't take it for granted, but we're thankful because it was you who ordained this, the Master's Call. And we thank you for Artist Life, God, and we pray that the appointments will continue to transform lives all over the world. And we'll be forever grateful, God, to give your name the glory, the honor, and praise. And simply I say happy, happy, happy birthday to Mother Oliver. We say happy birthday, Mother Oliver. May God continue to bless you. May he continue to strengthen you. May he continue to grant you his peace. And may he continue to saturate you with his love. 103 years blessed. 103 years highly favored. 103 years of God's glory illuminating on you. And so we pray for Mother Oliver and that she will have a wonderful, wonderful day in you. And these things I decree and declare in the matchless, the mighty, magnificent, and miraculous name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. To go back and hear the replay for this call, please dial 712-432-1085. Use the access code 957-677-POUND. We will be heading over to the new morning motivational call where it is Testimonial Thursday. And if you are Artist Life distributor and you're taking your products every day, then we know that you have a testimony to share with the masses. That number is 712 770-4005. Use the access code 294-617#. Thank you again, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, for seating us and greeting us this morning. Minister Kai, thank you for that profound word today. Are you unshakable? And it has been an honor for me to serve you in excellence. As you go through this Thursday, remember to tarry not, for the Lord is with you. Back over to you, Minister Kai, for our benediction for the day.
Thank you again for being our hostess with the mostest, with such Jesus joy. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for this time. Lord, we desire to be unshakable. We desire to inherit your kingdom, your righteousness, your wisdom, your glory. Lord, and as we leave this call, but never ever your presence, please continue to lead and guide us, oh God. Please continue to be the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you, and we call it done in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We say amen, amen, and amen. Go out and be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace. Bye-bye.